You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, this is Phil Rogers with MLB.com Extras, Pittsburgh Pirates edition. As always, going to be joined by Tom Singer, Pirates beat writer and Pittsburgh native. I always want to throw that in there. Big props to Tom for hanging in with his hometown city and team. Tom, now you're that team, the Pirates, they have had a very nice turnaround since early in September, visit to Wrigley Field. At that point, they had dropped five games behind the Cardinals. They've cut that and perhaps more importantly moved into position for a wild card spot in the playoffs. When you look at this turnaround, what's the most striking thing? It seems to me like maybe just getting more consistent pitching.
More consistent hitting. Your pitching has been doing its share for about a month now. They've gone through a long stretch where it's very rare when they give up more than three in a game. But the hitting went through a spell where they did nothing but hit home runs and not enough of them to win many games. They basically picked it up connecting the dots, like managers like to say, hitting with two outs, bunching hits, clutch hits, hitting with men on base. So I would say, to me, that's been the biggest difference in the last couple of weeks, is they've put together some crooked number of innings by stringing together hits, which they went through a spell where they were not doing that.
Who would you point to that have been really sort of the kind of the keys to September? Nationally, we hear the highlights of the Marte Parte when he hits the home run, and I know Neil Walker stepped up having a big month. Watching it every day, who do you point to, Tom?
The constant factor throughout the season has been Josh Harrison. It may sound trite to keep pointing to Josh, but he keeps coming up with the big plays on defense and getting the key hits. Like you said, Walker's produced some big blows. Russell Martin's on-base percentage is out of this world, especially given his personal history. So he's made a huge difference. So a lot of other players have taken turns sharing in the load, but the one constant really has been Harrison. His season has been absolutely remarkable. He always finds himself in a situation where he can help the team, and most of the time, he comes through. McCutchen actually has gone through a pretty quiet week. He's going to heat up. The one guy that, just gets back to Josh Harrison, I think, in my opinion, having watched this team all season, he has supplanted McCutchen as the MVP of this team. I don't know about the league, but this team definitely.
Well, one of those big plays in the field that you mentioned was starting a triple play, which was in the last game of a series against the Cubs. The Cubs had won the previous game and taken an early lead in this one. And maybe, I don't know if you could say it was early in the game, they had the Pirates on the ropes, but they certainly were in good position and looked to be having a big inning. Ground ball to Josh Harrison, all of a sudden, triple play. And going back to the notes after the game, the last two times the Pirates had round the horn triple plays like that, 1971 and 1979, pretty big seasons for the Pirates. So, Tom, significant omen or coincidence at this point?
Well, it's a coincidence. Obviously, those are the last two seasons the Pirates were World Series champs. But, that game, once again, summed up the essence of Harrison. He starts that triple play, and Jacob Turner was pretty much keeping the Pirates quite offensively. In the very next inning, his two-run double triggers a six-run inning. So, those couple innings kind of capture what Harrison is all about. The triple play was, it might seem odd to say, but it's as routine as it comes. First and second, nobody out. A hot smash by Cesar, two steps from the bag, steps on the bag, throws to Walker, relays to Andrew Lambeau, was playing his very first game at first base, by the way. He's part of a triple play. But, yeah, that was a huge emotional lift. And you could sense it right away that they were going to turn around that game. And, of course, it hasn't been too long, but the Pirates haven't lost since.
Yeah, I got to think when they put together the highlight film for the season, that play is going to be in the first minute, I would think. Such an electrifying moment at PNC Park. Look into that pitching that you correctly point out has been rolling for a while now. One guy that really seems to have turned it around, Francisco Liriano and also Garrett Cole, those two guys, are they getting back into that form that they carried into the late September and helping the Pirates make the playoffs last year and then made the Pirates so difficult to knock off? I mean, go five-game series with the Cardinals in the division series and really could have gone either way. Are the Pirates back to having that same 1-2 combination in the rotation?
They appear to be. Of course, both of them have had to overcome injuries to get back in the groove, and they do appear to be peaking at the right time. Liriano's overall numbers camouflage the fact that since the All-Star break, he has been money again. Garrett Cole, had a long time out with a lat injury, but since he's come back from that, he's kind of, I started calling him, he's only been around a couple of Septembers, but I've been calling him Mr. September because he was 4-0 down the stretch last season, and he's 2-1 this September, and he does sniff the goal line. He's the kind of guy that, he's the one guy in that staff that can dominate with stuff, doesn't have to rely on command or maybe defensive support. And Liriano is getting to that point, too. The one pitch he's been lacking for the first 4 months of the season is that slider that's almost unhittable. Well, for a left-handed hitter, it is unhittable. And the last time he pitched, we did see the slider that that enabled him to win 16 games last season. So hopefully he can keep that and pitch the big games down the stretch.
Well, I certainly not as significant as those 1-2 starters, but what a lift the Pirates got from Charlie Morton coming off the DL after that sports hernia and five scoreless innings against the Red Sox. What can Morton contribute, in the limited time left, and would he figure on a playoff roster to go in as maybe a swing man, or could he still pitch his way into a playoff roster?
Well, I think that's why they gave him the ball Tuesday night. He replaced Vance Worley, who's been pitching pretty reliably, six, seven innings, two, three runs maybe. But they wanted to see if Morton is a viable option for the last 2 weeks of the season and hopefully the postseason. And what he showed them is, he is an option. You're not going to get long starts out of Charlie because he still has that sports hernia. That doesn't go away. And it kind of wears him down after about five, six ups and downs. So the five innings that they got from him on his return start may be his max. It's a tough call because now you can get away with that because you have a deep bullpen with the September call-ups. Obviously, that's not the situation in the postseason. I think that's what they'll have to decide is whether they can count on more than five innings from Morton in the postseason. And if they decide that he's limited to maybe five innings, 80 pitches, then they may have to work around him. That's something you cannot get away with in a postseason situation. The funny thing is, as effectively as he pitched in his return start, he said pretty much that physically he felt the same way he'd been feeling the last month, when he was just working side sessions and simulated games. So he's not making a physical improvement, but he's a competitor, and he'll give you everything he's got while he's in the game. The question is, how long can he stay in games now?
And lastly, we want to say get well soon, Kent Tekulve, who out of the hospital on September 5th with a brand new heart, and hoping he will be in good shape for the end of the season and a possible playoff run with the Pirates. This has been MLB.com Extras, Pittsburgh Pirates Edition.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.